All right, the Porter party is still popping. Caleb Love has found a new home in Ann Arbor. We got to talk about Haley Van Lith leaving Louisville. What is going on in Louisville? First, L. Ellis and now Haley. Where could she possibly land? Will it be another Adidas school? Let's talk about it on today's show.
You are Locked On ACC, your daily podcast on the Atlantic Coast Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's edition of Locked On ACC. I'm your host, Candace Cooper, joined by Kenton Gibbs. Each and every day, you can find us here wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on YouTube. Subscribe. We are over that 1,000 mark, but hey, 2,000 looks even better. You know what I'm talking about. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/college60 and use code college60 for 60% off plus free shipping. If that's any indication of how today's show is going to be, we're about to have a rowdy good time. Caleb Love, deuce, has found a new home. He is going to Ann Arbor, Michigan after deciding to take his talents away from Chapel Hill. My guy Caleb couldn't take it much more from Hubert Davis and the guys, and I wish him all the best, but glad he's at least staying with the Jordan brand, within the Jordan family. I wouldn't want to give up my Jays, so you already knew what time it was in that regard. Big Ten, of course, has a great, you know, legacy in terms of college hoops, but when he's idea of thinking about Michigan and where they are, it couldn't be more night and day in comparison. I mean, Juwan Howard and Hubert Davis, the energy there is totally different. Despite the fact that they are two alums of their respective universities, it's crazy to me the drastic contrast between you got a guy who won't even shake hands, you got another one who, you know, has awkward press conferences, you got one who's willing to go to the NIT, you got one go to the NIT and lose talking about Michigan, you got one who don't even want to waste their time. It's just a lot going on. Either way, Caleb Love is going to a new home. So let's talk about the fact that he decided to go to Michigan, Kenton.
Don't forget, one of the coaches is darn near a preacher. Every time this thing's going wrong, he's ready to break out a sermon. The other one, part of the infamous Fab Five, shall we not forget. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, it makes sense. I mean, at the end of the day.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't get over death threats for most people. Like, that's a deal breaker for most people. 100%. I am not going to say that it was the majority of UNC fans, because, of course, it's never the majority. It's always a loud minority of buttholes that ruin it for everybody else. And honestly, that loud minority, if they get bad enough, violent enough, rowdy enough, that's enough to ruin it for anybody. And as far as his fit at Michigan, I mean, we've seen in the past, Juwan Howard gives his guards a lot of leeway to kind of play. Well, not just his guards, but all of his stars, a lot of leeway to figure it out, shoot us in the game, shoot us out the game, all that good stuff. So I think that's, you know, Caleb saw that and his eyes got big. He said, wait a minute, I can shoot as much as I want and you won't have a problem. I might need to go there. That might need to be my place. And so he's found him a place up in Ann Arbor. And I'm gonna tell you this, Caleb, as a Michigan man, a resident rather, for 18 years, North Carolina code is respectful, brother. It taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, put on a jacket. It's going to be chilly outside today. Michigan code is like Latrell Sprewell. It just chokes you as soon as you get out the door. So don't be PJ Carlissimo. Keep some water with you on those extra cold days so you got something to, you know, kind of get the processes rolling.
I think it's funny how you mention the idea of pretty much living and dying by how your guards play. And of course, in the sense, if you get a lot of grace, this is absolutely the place for Caleb. But if you look at the numbers, Michigan finished 18-16 to end their season. They finished well in the middle of the pack of their conference. They were not a standout program. Nothing about it screamed off the page that Caleb is going to be right there instantly looking at Final Four potential or instantly national championship type conversation. So to me, if I'm just looking off the strength, North Carolina finished 20-13, still a great program, still finished, you know, decent enough. What made you look at Michigan and say, yes, this place above where I'm at, I'm already at a Blue Bull. I'm already at a Staple. I'm already probably making good NIL money. Like, to me, this is very much a personal decision and not a basketball decision.
I mean, again, when you start
beyond the death threat, I think it's a personal decision beyond a basketball decision.
How much more personal is it but beyond your life?
But I mean, if you look at college sports, people threaten people all the time. Not to say that it's good, it's disgusting, but it happens way more often. Like, you look at the kicker who missed the kick during the Clemson NC State game. Death threats, my guy Chris Dunn, right?
It was Kyle Bambard at the time. Bambard was the kicker. And I wouldn't have been surprised if he left. I wouldn't, you know, I mean, granted, he came back, but I wouldn't have been surprised if he was like, hey, y'all got it, bro. I'm good. Like,
sure, but that happens everywhere. It's this gross part of the game, and it's a quiet majority. But I don't think that that's what was the camel. I don't think that was the last straw. I don't think
Here's the thing. The phrase, the straw that broke the camel's back, exists for a reason, because it's not a situation where it's the cinder block that broke the camel's back. It's literally the last straw of hay on top of all the other bales that was like, all right, that's enough. I can't take it anymore.
But here's a theory.
And remember what we heard about last season in terms of off the court things that had occurred there. You're absolutely right. This could be completely unbasketball related. All the things that he's been through personally while there, again.
But Kenton, listen, hear me out. What if it wasn't even Caleb saying it might be time to find a new home? Let's throw a little conspiracy theory out here. What if he wasn't welcome back?
I'm going to tell you this. I'll say the same thing for him that I said when I heard that allegedly, Kenny Payne told LSU would have to take a different role with the team. I'm not saying that Kenny Payne said that. I'm saying it's alleged that he said that. Same thing I'm going to say to Huey. Brother, it better work out for you. It better work out for you. Whatever you got coming in, whoever you got on the way, I'm not saying that Caleb Love was the second coming to Jordan. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he was going to be a 25-5-5 guy next year, shooting 40% from deep, 55% from the field, 80% from the free throw. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, if you get rid of a player of that caliber, you have to have something very good rolling behind it.
Did Hubert tell Caleb that his role would shift? Because if, for all intents and purposes, he'd been letting Caleb do whatever.
Well, you said you pitched the idea of him not being allowed back if he was potentially.
What if he said the role had to shift? I'm throwing another conspiracy out here. What if he said the role had to shift and he actually had to kowtow to being the one who was the main ball handler? And he said, listen, this year I'm not playing about it.
Well, I mean, if he was the main ball handler, I don't think Caleb Love would have a problem with that. Now, if you told him...
No, he's not the main ball handler.
Okay, if you tell him he's going to have to play off ball more, I could see it. I only go by what I know, but I'll tell you, based on what you think and the hypotheticals that you pitched to me, and I'll tell you this. Again, brother, it better work out for you.
For Hubert.
RJ, you better get rid... Because at the end of the day, the stakes, respectfully, are much lower for players. In terms of, like, the reality is you're not getting paid millions yet, 9 times out of 10. Like, even with Caleb Love or however much they value his NIL at, I don't think he's getting paid millions yet. Mm-hmm. I would bet – I don't know what Hubert Davis's salary is. I'd bet my left arm and my unborn child, first child's name, that I know Hubert is making 7 figures plus. So there's a different level.
No, he is not.
He isn't?
No, he is not.
What? It's only football players that make money like that? I mean, football coaches that make money like that?
Yes, he's absolutely not making that money.
Okay, well, I guess that I'm glad that I didn't bet.
We can look it up after the show. It's public record because he's a state employee, but yeah, he's not making.
Yeah, like, I know Duke never said how much Coach K made because they're a private university, but
you can look up his salary. But
listen,
either way it goes,
uh-huh. I'm very all right. Fine, let me retract that statement because I don't want to have to name my first child Hubert or give up my left arm. But I know for a fact he's making more than Caleb Love. Like that's
okay.
That's.
Do you think he's going to prosper at Michigan, and do you think it's going to be a big old egg on face for Hubert?
Oh, you're asking the tough questions. I think that he'll be who he is. I think that he'll have a slightly improved season, but I don't think that he'll be dominant.
Now, has Caleb shown us who he is?
Oh, yeah. You could try to change that shit's top layer, homie. He was who he was when he got here, you know, all that good stuff. But here's the thing. I do think it'll be egg on Hubert Davis's face, but not because of how well Caleb is gonna play. I don't know what they're gonna get to be better than Caleb. I don't know who they're bringing
in. I mean, RJ and Seth Trimble are going to have to figure it out somehow, some way. But I think ultimately what it boils down to is the nuts and bolts of it are this. Hubert Davis's seat is crispy. I mean, it's smoking hot.
Can I ask
beyond Kevin Keats hot.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Do you think that this is going to be a moment that's a black eye on the Hubert Davis's team?
I don't, because I think this is just the nature of the beast of college basketball. And like, honestly, it's all risk, high risk reward. Like, you don't have the, I think he's trying to stay sometimes of the mindset of the Carolina of old, and he needs to just adjust a little bit to what we're seeing now. I don't think that Caleb was the biggest cancerous part. I will say that. I don't think it was all Caleb. Caleb was the scapegoat, but he is not the reason for Carolina's downfall. And I believe that to my core.
Hubert Davis makes $2.3 million per year. I knew I wasn't crazy. That man is making $2.3 million a year.
Okay. I thought you were talking like $10 million. I was like, no.
No, seven figures. Lord Jesus.
I'm pretty. I don't care.
You know.
I don't care. Hey, I don't care. I'm pretty. I'm pretty. I don't ever do math on the show. You always talk about it. I talk about my 25%, my quarter. All right, I have never claimed to be no mathematician. I can count my checks and I can count my subscribers. So period, poo.
There is a joke to be made about UNC in this situation that I will not make.
I hope you do, because it'll be the last time you're on this show. Who should remember who can remove you from the episode?
Oh, now I can get removed from the episode. Now, first it was Ken's the permanent co-host. Now it's don't make that joke or you're out of here, Buster.
Make it if you want to. All right, guys. Grand slams, no-hitters, and double plays are back. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet to up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com, sign up, place your first bet, and get $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. Don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. FanDuel, official sports partner of Major League Baseball. If you have not checked out Kenton and Grayson's excellent episode on ACC baseball, where they ranked the teams, make sure you check that out. It's 2 to 3 episodes back. Just go ahead and find that bad boy. Give us your thoughts and opinions. We had lots of those, so that lets me know you guys want some baseball. All good and dandy. So wrapping up this nice little bow of a conversation about Caleb Love, I think that he is going to excel best he can. I don't think it's going to be earth-changing. I'm glad he gets a change of scenery. Maybe it'll be better for him for all parties involved. At the core of it, Carolina still has some cracks in it that they need to figure out this season if they want to even remotely be in ACC regular season conversation, tournament conversation, and make the damn NCAA tournament. It's a lot of things that need to happen in the offseason.
I 1,000% agree. I 1,000% agree. I mean, again, this is not a slight change in the deck. It seems that Hubert Davis and company are doing a complete overhaul of that roster. I mean, who's coming back from last year's team? What is it? You got Armando, who's on his 13th year of eligibility, you know, 12 years of Tar Heel, new movie coming out to y'all this fall. You've got RJ Davis and is Puff Johnson coming back or no?
He's not.
Okay, so Seth Trimble and who else? Is that it?
Jalen Washington.
And
you got the Wojcik guy.
End of bench guy.
No. He's the one that was a kid and came back. He's coming. Look, we going to be straight. All I'm asking for this offseason is Armando Bacot to find a jumper. Then everybody can talk to me. Until then, I don't think nothing's going to change about that program.
That man is 2 years away from needing to get his prostate checked. If he ain't found a jumper yet, is not going to come.
Help us, Father. Help
I'm sorry. Lord. Wasn't he there when you were at Carolina?
First of all, don't disrespect me. Don't try that. Don't disrespect me.
So it wasn't, there was no.
I ain't never seen that boy on campus, not once.
I'm just saying.
I won a national championship my freshman year, so don't play with me. I should have won one my senior year if it wasn't for that boy who broke Kendall Marshall's arm. So I'll let y'all do the math on that one. Needless to say, we have transition topics. We got to talk about our ladies because breaking news out of the weekend. Yeah. Louisville is a lot going on. First, L. Ellis. We're talking about Kenny Payne. Now you got the fact that Haley Van Lith is a junior and she is going elsewhere. She has decided to transfer out of Louisville herself. And so you got two star guards decided to take their talents out of Kentucky. And I'm just sitting here saying, Haley Van Lith, I would have never guessed that girl would transfer from that bad boy.
One player took their talents up to the north and another player is taking their talents to the deep south. I am telling you, you know who the runner-up for her was coming out of college?
Huh.
Miss Kim Mulkey and the Baylor Bears. You know who's going to get her out of this transfer portal? Miss Kim Mulkey and the Louisiana State University Tigers. They are going to go get their girl because she's going to go get her team because she was on the do not contact list, which everybody thinks means like she has her school picked out already. I mean, it's possible, but it's also possible that, like, she's Haley Van Lith. Like, if she wanted to have, like, 5-6 schools where she's like...
I don't think that means that.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, if I'm her, right, you know, in terms of combo guards, because I think she's more of a combo guard than a point. I think she's two-guard, combo guard type guard. In terms of her position, you can't name 5 that are a bigger draw or better.
So why leave Louisville? If you are the woman, you're it. Louisville, Haley Van Lith, hand to hand. Why leave? Mm-hmm. Why leave?
Well, she may want a championship. And she may be looking around and she may be saying, hey, Cochran, girl, I love you, but you're not it down low. I'm sorry.
So close and no cigar is just too much for her after these 3 years.
Listen, she said I had the defensive player of the year in the ACC and me and her couldn't get it done. And you think I'm going to come back with this squad and running back? Baby, I'm out of here.
It's she said she's a tired. Wrap
for your baby. You say what now?
So she's tired.
Yeah, yeah.
She's putting the team on her back. So she's ready to be a two woman to a team. She doesn't have to be she don't want to be the star no more.
She's saying, I want to have if we aren't going to be the Justice League, I at least need a Robin to my Batman. A good Robin that I can count on, depend on.
So you think she's going to LSU?
Yeah, I think she's going down to LSU.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your statement.
Would I be shocked if she went somewhere else? Yeah. Is it possible? Yeah. Is this all speculation by me? Yeah. I tell y'all when I know something. I'm not telling you what I know right now. I'm telling you what I'm speculating. Proceed.
I think... very much speculation. She's going to Indiana. I say that because it's another Adidas school. She's only played in Adidas shoes. And I feel like that's right up the girl alley. Take from that what you will. I feel like Indiana is the place for her.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about Indiana feels like it's a Haley Van Lith type
Nobody
of place?
Nobody you going to ask me to explain what I just said. Take that for what you will. Nobody would do that.
Because I need some explanation here. I'll tell you this. The one place that I've heard where I'm like, stop it, get some help, is I've heard that she's potentially going to Iowa. Stop it, get some help, okay?
Why not? Stop. Why would you not want to be balling with, you said you want a 1-2 punch. She could be the Robin to Caitlin Clark.
I have never met a very young ball player that is excited to go be somebody else's Robin. Never seen it.
So where is she finna go and be Batman?
I mean,
not LSU. She gonna out Batman Bayou Barbie?
No. But at least there, she'll be the primary ball handler. Angel Reese needs somebody to get her the ball. Caitlin Clark does not.
And Morris definitely is at an eligibility. She done been in school 10 years. So
now that's another one up there where she, I feel like she came in about a year or two after Armando. She's
12 years a student now. Because she's been to multiple schools.
She's been to about 3-4 seasons. She going on the college tour. You remember Get Smacked? You remember when that was popular?
No,
she been on
what is that?
Get Smacked was like the college party tours where they would like go to different colleges and they would be like, oh, get smacked at, we're going to be at this place and then this school and then this school.
How old are you? No.
Wow. Anywho, she done been on a world tour, baby. I'm telling 100%. You. So With that being said, and I believe the other guard was a fifth-year player as well who had exhausted all
Carson,
Carson. So I believe both of those guards are gone. There's plenty of shots. There's plenty of ball handling. And the coach that was the runner-up for her. And you got a big that just set the record in the NCAA for double-doubles. And you know you can talk your talk and be yourself because you know Haley going to talk, baby. Haley going to say what Haley got to say.
I'm interested to see, though, if she goes to an LSU where, you know, a lot of smack talking, if it riles up with internally. Like, I feel like her and Mulkey are going to be ones to get along. But in terms of the whole group and how she kind of, you know, goes with others, I'll be interested to see how it plays out.
So I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. I am a very firm believer. And actually, I'm not a very firm believer in it because, like, it's just a personal thing. We have seen this. It is a quantitative. Winning covers over a multitude of sins. Sometimes people don't mesh. They don't like each other. They don't get along. But when that ball That's is true. Going through that basket, when you looking up saying, are we up by 30 again? All of a sudden, everything, the jokes get a little funnier. The food tastes a little better. The ice is a little colder. The seat's a little comfier. That's just how it works. So these
you're saying that, and I agree because we all love this national championship and somehow forgot that the girl was so rude about BG and freeing Brittany Griner. We all just skipped over that part, how her old coach was super rude and disrespectful and downright atrocious about her release. But you know, national championship parade be damned. There was a parade in her city. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel about old girl and her nasty suits.
And I'm gonna say this again. Mm-hmm. I have never been a particular fan or a hater of Kim Mulkey. But with that,
ain't nobody hating. Just call her to the carpet.
Oh no! I'm saying I've never felt the way about her to like be like, oh, I need to, never felt the way about her in terms of like I need to defend her or whatever the case may be. Not doing that. But with that being said, like
you can't defend that pressing curl. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Wow. So again, I will stick with winning covers over a multitude of sins and her personality with Angel Reese's personality. And I have a strange feeling, a suspicion, a hunch, if you will, that a lot of people will receive Haley Van List's personality on a potential national championship team a little differently.
The girl almost got into a fight during the handshake line, so I don't even know. She bought that action, though.
I think people will like her a little bit more. I think people will talk about how passionate, fiery, and what a winner she is. I just have this hunch. I have a hunch.
All right, so Haley Van Lith goes to LSU, back-to-back championships. You calling it now?
So Aaliyah Boston left South Carolina, correct?
Yep, their whole team pretty much. All the seniors, got all the freshies, yep.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you this. I'm not sure only because those guards did the damn thing down the stretch. Those guards showed up. And I want to.
And Haley ain't that. And let me just go ahead and say that.
Hold on.
Haley ain't that.
You're not going to disrespect Haley.
No, bro. Haley's so overrated. Okay, go ahead.
You ain't watching the same games I'm watching.
Okay.
No, now don't get me wrong.
You think Haley's a dog?
Stop.
Okay.
When Haley goes cold, she can drop the temperature in the room. I give you that.
Sweetie style.
But when she goes cold, it's so rare, number one. And number two, I mean,
How's she going to fit as the best when she's amongst really good? Like, I mean, iron sharpens iron. So maybe it can help her even elevate her game even more. But when she's had to be the greatest, put the team on her back, I'll be interested to see when she does not have to be the superstar, how that works out for her.
I mean, I think that she still will need to be. And here's where the question comes in for me.
Lord.
When you look at LSU last year, you looked at people sporadically chipping it besides Angel, because Angel was Angel. She was all year. She had to do the thing in the tournament. She was like putting up 25 and 18 and stuff like that. People look at the national championship like, oh, she only put up 13 and 12. Baby, that's a national champion. Go look at the whole
tournament. Too, but go ahead.
Go look at the whole tournament. But in terms of Haley and what she does, the question is like, Can she be what both of those players were combined, what Carson and Moore were combined, or do they have somebody else stepping into that role? And by the way, again, this is all speculation because she could go somewhere else. She could go to Indiana. I again, don't really understand the reason.
I'm just looking at Adidas school. She ain't going to Miami. She would be the third blonde, and we all know that ain't going to work.
I listen, again, I could be wrong. She could be going elsewhere, but that's
a very spicy take.
I want to see how this thing plays out. And I think that this is a very interesting talk about the end season tampering and all that about, oh, are coaches reaching out to players and whatnot? Probably. What you going to do about it?
Kim definitely shot her that text when they lost, like, hey, so what's up? I got two guards out the door. Like, you know, see about me.
I mean, it's very possible, or she could have shot the text. She could have said,
hey, big head, I made a mistake the first 3 years. Like, come on, I doubt it.
Hey, big head, like your dresses. Wonderful gowns.
Her suits. Her suits.
I'm sorry. Love your suits. Wonderful, wonderful suits. Wonderful.
Loved the feathers, all the shimmer, all the glam.
The flowers.
Yes.
Just amazing. Just, I mean.
Impeccable.
Oh, what a time. What a time. I know that you recruited me out of high school. I know.
Okay.
I've heard from the grapevine that you got two guards leaving. You may need a new ball handler, you know, and I may be of service to you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, they say blondes have more fun. Let's have some fun to buy you together. You know.
That's exactly how the conversation went. But who knows? Honestly, at the end of the day, I wish her best of luck. I think it's more than likely going to be out of the ACC, but remains to be seen. And we'll certainly have to have the conversation when she does commit. Now, basketball has been real. We're going to have a lot of portal conversations ongoing because we have a lot of people in still in need of a home, despite the fact that they decided to enter. But it's football time. It's spring ball time. So throughout the week, we're going to give you all recaps, conversations around some of our teams. NC State had their spring game, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. Then you've got a week full of Miami having theirs on Friday, and you also have all of the Saturday, April 15th matchups, where we'll talk about all the teams, expectations of the like, and then, of course, we'll finish it up with a couple other schools. So you don't want to miss our football coverage happening this week. I'm excited about it. I'm ready for football season. I'm very eager. I feel like the ACC has a lot on its plate, has to step up in a big way because we went the whole like football has to be our thing route. And it's not quite working out as we thought, but maybe things will shake down as we get to 2023 football season. But there it is. I got a lot for you. Kendon, final thoughts.
I had bragged on NC State's offense very intently and thoroughly on Locked On Wolfpack. And I know that some people are looking at me funny saying, did you see how both quarterbacks looked in the spring game? And to you, I would simply say, stick around for this week's episode because we're going to get into it.
Can't wait. For Candace Cooper and Kenton Gibbs, we hope you guys come back again. Spring talk all week. Until next time.